This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
This is why I'm here, and I think the safety thing is really important. As Lorraine has talked about, and we've tried to do a lot of work where we're trying to not have a conversation about our young people from a deficit mindset. And so where we always talk about what they can't do, what they don't have, how bad their behavior will be, we have to stop that. And because we have to begin talking about what we expect, what they're capable of doing, and MK just showed us what every single young person, at least that I've met in the 4 years I've been here in Philadelphia, is capable of. And we have to start talking about it, and that's why I'm so thrilled that we're doing this work, because we're highlighting the tremendous things that young people are doing each and every day. And through the opportunity to highlight those things, then we're creating that safe space, we hope, for more children to then jump into that space as well. So I want to thank Lorraine for the tremendous work that you have done in pulling this together. I think this notion of safe kid stories is where we have to go, and it is all about creating that space. The last thing I will end on is something that you just reminded me of, MK. So the whole notion of alternative, and I think about, if we think about alternatives as an option for young people, but just the name in and of itself communicates a deficit. So in other words, it has to be something else. But what if we thought about it as an opportunity, and thinking about the types of opportunities that allows us to respond to what the learner or what the student needs? And if we think about it more from the perspective of opportunity, now we're already beginning to change the conversation about what we can expose our young people to. So I thank you. I thank all of you for illuminating these stories of our young people, because their work is critically important. They're for our young people.